we got to come to Metro Detroit. Now, I want to be very clear. Metro Detroit and Detroit is connected. Mr. AD, you gorgeous. With any background, you enhance the background. What up, sister? I appreciate you. The iPhone camera is incredible. I do. And this is a 16 Pro that I'm streaming on. I got the 17 Pros in here, too. Yes, I'm streaming on an iPhone, literally. Want to see my setup? Here, I'll show you my setup. This is my setup. That's my setup. Right there, that's my setup. That's how I'm streaming, right there. That's how I'm streaming. That's why, when people say stuff to me like, oh man, I gotta make all of these investments and we gotta get all of this big equipment and we gotta do this and we gotta do that. And I'll be like, nigga, you ain't gotta do that. Nigga, you need a laptop and a phone camera. A laptop and a phone camera, and we cooking. Now, I've had the privilege and the blessing. I've had the privilege and the blessing to be able to build my own studio and invest hundreds of thousands of dollars into my own workspace. But you can walk regular, you can just be regular. Into my own workspace, but you don't need all of that. All you need is an iPhone or an Android or whatever it is that you deciding that you want to stream on and cook and work. Nah, my phone ain't dying. I don't cut it because my phone is dying. I do it because I don't want y'all to see what I got going on in the background. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to see what's happening in the background. Get a little dicey in here. Anyways, y'all ready to get started? Let's get into this whole situation. So again, first of all, I want to say thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for rocking out with me. I want to start off here in Detroit, Metro Detroit, because the FBI has just announced that it's thwarted a terrorist attack. It's thwarted. Is that how you say it? THWAR or RATED, thwarted a terrorist attack in Metro Detroit. Now, of all places, and I'm going to tell you why this is significant and why we're starting off here. Of all places, they had to do it in Dearborn. They had to do it in Dearborn. Now, everybody know that the FBI is out here on the prowl. They looking for victories. Cash Patel is looking to put some wins under his belt. Everybody know that. Everybody know that the FBI is out here on the prowl. They out there indicting people in the NBA and in gambling rings and shutting down stuff like that. And then they go over to Philadelphia and they shut down what's happening in Philadelphia. They stopping terrorist attacks over in New York. And then they had to come right here in Dearborn and they had to stop a terrorist attack here. Let's get into it.
Our breaking story at noon, the FBI stopping what it calls a potential terrorist attack, arresting several suspects here in Michigan. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. I'm Kiara Hay. Now, here's a look at one home raided on Horger Street in Dearborn near Fortson High School. Our crews were out there as federal agents collected evidence this morning. Chopper 7 also flying over police activity on Middle Point Street in Dearborn. Feds and police also surrounding that area. FBI Director Cash Patel posting on social media saying multiple people were arrested this morning, and he claims they were plotting a, quote, violent attack over Halloween weekend. Now, he did not say where or exactly when this attack would have taken place, but the feds sent us a statement from Patel saying the potential act.
Yes, this was in Dearborn, Michigan.
Of terror was stopped before it can unfold, thanks to coordination with local partners. The Michigan FBI field office confirms with 7 News Detroit that agents were in Dearborn and Inkster this morning conducting what they're calling, quote, law enforcement activities. Now, we do have live team coverage for you this noon. 7 News Detroit's Ryan Marshall and Tierra Braddock are both live in Dearborn at 2 separate raid locations. But we want to start with Ryan, who's on Horger Street. Ryan, we know you've been there for multiple hours. What can you tell us?
Yeah, good morning. We've been here for quite a while, and the FBI has been outside and inside the home here on Horger Street in Dearborn near Fortson High School. Cash Patel saying a little bit earlier this morning in a social media post on X that the federal agency had thwarted a potential terrorist attack that was supposed to happen over Halloween weekend, an alleged plotting attack. Now, the FBI is here on scene with people wearing JTTF jackets. JTTF, we believe, stands for Joint Terrorism Task Force. They're here along with the Michigan State Police Emergency Support Team. Now, the FBI hadn't officially released any details into when the raid actually happened, but we did talk with a woman who lives next door to the house that was raided. She says this raid started around 6 a.m. earlier this morning. This is what she had to say.
This is Dearborn. Yep, this is Dearborn. This is Dearborn. Let me show you what how they are in Dearborn. This is normal. This is normal. Again, when I keep telling people that we have the largest Arab population in the United States of America, this is Dearborn.
She said she just saw the raid. She didn't see anything else. Mm-hmm.
Does she know what time this raid happened specifically?
It's pretty scary because like we have a lot of relatives around this neighborhood. Yeah, she said she didn't notice anything, just the raid and the cars and that's all. Yeah, that's the scary part, honestly. Because everything seems normal when we walk around these streets.
Now, let me tell you how idiotic these people are, okay? Yes, this is Dearborn, Michigan. Dearborn, Michigan is literally right a hop, skip, and a jump away from Detroit. I can be in Dearborn in less than 5 to 10 minutes from downtown Detroit, right? So it's literally a suburb, a quote-unquote suburb, and it is almost completely taken over by Arab people. They have the mosques, they have all of that stuff, right? Now, let me also say that I'm cool with a few Arabic people. And so Dearborn, Michigan, and I've had this conversation with y'all before, looks like this. But here's my interesting take on this, right? They know that the Trump administration is not playing no games. They know, thank you, Jazz, right? I'm gonna read that super chat shortly. They know that they are under a microscope because when it comes to illegal migrants inside of the country, there's going to be targeted task force that are in different parts depending on who goes where when they come over here from overseas, right? So you decide that you want to plot a terrorist attack here in the Detroit area. And we growing, everything is going good. We're the only, one of the only blue cities and areas that is operating at a budget surplus, have adequate staffing with police, is growing, and it's a ton of opportunity, right? So we've been getting good press. There's a lot of people that say, oh my God, I visited the city. We just had the draft that was here, that went incredible. All sports teams are doing well and everything is doing great. And so you, as a person that is a part of the population, that's the biggest Arabic population in the United States of America, knowing that the Trump administration and Cash Patel is watching and paying attention, you decided that you wanted to try and do a terrorist attack in the United States of America, in the Metro Detroit area, with this type of visibility. First of all, the first thing that I want to know is, where are all of the pro-liberal, the pro-illegal immigrant, the pro anti-Trump, the pro, super, and we should operate without borders. Where are all of these protesters at now? How come they don't have nothing to say? How come they not commenting? How come they not on social media? How come they not making posts now? Where did all of these people go all of a sudden? How come they not nowhere to be found? Where are the protests, and why are they not advocating for the same people that's trying to commit terrorist attacks inside of the United States of America? Where are they at? That's all I want to know. That's the first thing what I want to know is where are all of the anti-Trump, anti-FBI, pro-illegal migration, where are all of these people at all of a sudden? Here's my second take on this. With this type of heat and this type of visibility, right? Because when the Trump administration, you know, said that, hey, we sent in the National Guard to Memphis, we sent in the National Guard over here, we sent in the National Guard to DC. You know what black people did? They got out of Dodge, nigga. Said, you know what? We don't want this type of heat. And we don't want this type of visibility. And so the worst thing that we can do is continue to do what we was doing, or even worse, to continue to do it the wrong way. If I am the Arabic population, especially over in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm pissed right now. If I'm a legal migrant, I'm legal over here, but I don't want this type of heat. Or let's say hypothetically that I'm legal or I got some relatives, because they all stay in the same neighborhoods, and I got some relatives that's illegal. I would be pissed, because it's like, why are you bringing this type of heat? Why are you bringing this type of smoke? You're bringing visibility when we trying to move around and we trying to make some things shake. We already got a target on our back. We already got this heat. We already know that Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Homeland Security is running around snatching niggas up that ain't supposed to be here. Why would you bring that level of visibility and that type of heat on you? Usually when people are committing crime, they try to go incognito, or they try to not be as visible, or they try to do this or they try to do that. But these people decided that they wanted to bring even more heat and more visibility. And that's the dumbest thing that you could have possibly ever did.
Quite honestly. Because everything seems normal when we walk around these streets. Everything looks normal.
All right, back out here live in Dearborn. Now, the woman that we just talked to says that she's only lived in that home for about 4 months and doesn't know anybody inside of the home next door to her. We're still waiting for any information from the FBI on when this attack that they were talking about was going to go down, how it was going to go down, where it was going to take place, who was involved specifically in the planning of the attack. They haven't really given us much details. FBI has been inside and outside of the home. Of course, we do know that today is Halloween and that a lot of people are going to be out on the streets, a lot of families across this area and across the entire region. One other thing that I wanted to point out is Michigan State Police could come on through. We're hearing from Michigan State here. Okay. Okay. You're going to move your vehicle. We're talking to the Michigan State Emergency Response Team here, who's trying to move a vehicle. They are securing this area right now with the FBI and the Joint Terrorism Task Force. The Dearborn Police, they were not notified, according to them, of this actual investigation and this operation that was happening in place earlier this morning. They said that they had no prior knowledge of what was going on, even though we have all of these other agencies happening, but certainly a very fluid and very active investigation as we get that information.
Yeah, because they don't want no leaks, because they don't know who working with who, and said they can't trust y'all, so they gotta act like they don't know nothing, and then that's how they're going to fix it.
More information to you. We'll get it to you on air and online. But for now, I'm Ryan Marshall reporting live from Dearborn for 7 News Detroit.
Yeah, and we appreciate all the work you've been doing to gather as much information as possible on this developing story. Now we want to check in with Tierra Braddock, who was on Middle Point Street, also in Dearborn, just about 2 miles away from where Ryan is. So, Tierra, what are you seeing where you're at?
Well, Kiera, it's a very similar scene to where Ryan is right now. The FBI is here along with MSP. You can see the MSP vehicle right there. And while it may not seem like a big scene, there are some unmarked police vehicles here and a lot of FBI agents walking in and out of the home. We have been here for about an hour, and they have been coming in and out of the house along with the garage, coming out with some stuff and also just securing the area around. Now, we haven't seen them take anyone out of the house. Now, neighbors I spoke with say there was an even bigger police presence in the area earlier this morning. Now, we're still trying to piece together what exactly is going on. And as we've been reporting, the FBI says they thwarted a terrorist attack from happening in Michigan, and they do have some people in custody. Now, neighbors also told me they are very shaken up about all of this. And hear what else they had to say.
Around like 4:30 in the morning, my husband like jumped out of bed because he heard like a bang sound, and then all of a sudden he heard like bang, bang, bang. So he thought it was like shotgun, like a gun went off. And then so he looked out the window and he saw like a bunch of cop lights.
This is very new and scary to me. And at 62, you just want to be.
Ooh, that's a hard 62. Ooh. Oof. That's a hard 62. Boy. A lot of these white people, they aging like milk. That's a rough 62. That's a 62 that you've been trying to figure out some stuff, fight some addictions, trying to figure out life. That's a rough 62 right there. That's every bit of 81. She looked like she could be Biden's wife. Jesus, good God. What do y'all be doing to yourselves? That's all that tanning. All that tanning and meth. All of that tanning and meth, that junk had y'all crashing out. But yeah, if I was the type of person that was trying to do something negative, I probably wouldn't do it right now simply because, you know, this Trump is just not messing around. You even mention the wrong thing on the wrong frequency on your phone and you're going to be crashed out.